Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to episode 34 of I Do Declare podcast. I am your host, Tabitha Riley, and I'm super excited to be here today. We have us with us today in the studio, Dr. Chantel Wright. Woo woo! Give it up for her. So how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
That's good. I am doing well. The weather outside is amazing today.
It is.
It's been up and down, but it has a nice chill, but the sun is out, so. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be shining in here today, too, so. We thank you so much for being here. Dr. Wright is the Executive Director of Experiential Education and Career Connections at University College here at Montclair State University. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it. So as you know, considering our audience is exploring majors, it's always helpful to know our guest's educational background. If you can tell us a little bit about what drew you to pursue your bachelor's degree in psychology from Morgan State University and your master's in psychological counseling from the Teachers College of Columbia University.
So I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, and I knew from a very young age that I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that meant at the time. I mean, I just knew that I wanted to help others because I felt a keen sense of connection to people's suffering. Mm. And so around the age of 9, I thought, okay, I want to be a doctor, because at mm-hmm. that time, and especially in the Caribbean, being a doctor or lawyer or scientist or something like that was considered a prestigious career, and we were pushed to have these prestigious careers. But then when I got to high school, I quickly realized that I was no good at chemistry, I was no good at physics, and I hated it. And so that was, being a doctor was out of the question. So I mm-hmm. thought, okay, maybe I'll be a lawyer because they still help others. And I saw right. a news story once, I'll never forget, of this family who was displaced because of poverty and just some mm-hmm. other like social things that were happening at the time. And so I thought, okay, I'll be a lawyer. But that didn't really sound appealing, but I figured, okay, that's close enough. Mm-hmm. Then I met counselor who was one of the first therapists, mental health therapists mm-hmm. on the island of Tobago. And I loved her. I loved her energy. Mm-hmm. I loved what she talked about. She talked about being in touch with our emotions. Mm-hmm. And that was something at the time that no one had spoken about before, especially to me. I was just going through some mental health changes and transitions. I'd recently found out that I was adopted. I had nobody to talk to, mm-hmm. you know, about that stuff. And here was this person who was seeing everything that I felt. I immediately knew I wanted to be a, whatever she did, I wanted mm-hmm. to do that. And that was mental health counseling. And so my parents said, okay, well, you'll go to college, you'll do, I guess, psychology. And I was like, okay, I guess. I guess. And my mother at the time said that Morgan State University in Baltimore was a place where there were a lot of people from the Caribbean as well, especially people from Tobago. There were a number of Black students. It was an HBCU. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I'll go there and try it. I did that for 4 years and decided that I wanted to continue with a master's degree in psychological counseling, because psychology isn't an entry-level field, right? You have mm-hmm, to get a right. master's degree. So I went to Columbia, did that for 2 years, completed my grad degree, quickly realized that counseling wasn't for me. I loved it, loved learning it in the classroom, but when it came to actually practicing it, I was bored out of my mind.
Wow.
And so I quickly had to transition, and I fell into career counseling, right? It was the perfect blend of being able to coach people, supervise, mentor people, have a more active role, and I've been in the field ever since, and I love it.
Wow, that is an amazing story, and I love how you said, you know, you chose this major based off of some things that were happening in your life, you know, some encouragement from your parents. But once you actually got into it, you realized that it wasn't for you and you had to make that pivot. But you were okay with that. And that's what yeah. we try to tell our students. Your major doesn't define what you're going to do for the rest of your life, because things can change throughout life. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was very powerful. So in your opinion, you know, now that you've gone through the psychology major and also psychological counseling, and now that you're in career counseling, what kinds of students do you think tend to gravitate towards those types of majors?
I think students who have a high sense of empathy feel connected to other people often, who describe themselves as helpers and mm-hmm. want to help others. People who love listening to other people's stories. They love observing people. I used to love sitting on benches at college and just watching people walk by, mm-hmm. right? Just seeing how they interact with each other. And I think students like that who just enjoy feeling connected to others are the people who enjoy psych, social services, and any of those sort of helping fields. Those are the people who tend to gravitate to that kind of major.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm going to ask you this question just based off of your response. So I know you said that you, when you were younger, you know that you like to help people, and psychology and the social sciences are good for people who, you know, have those same types of desires. Did you ever take any assessments to solidify the fact that, you know, yeah, this is who I am? Or was it something that was just kind of innate in you that you just knew and you just wanted to pursue that?
I just knew. Okay. But that's not always the case, I think, with everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need some time to explore and to figure out what your interests are and what you like. But the only way to do that is to try things. Because it's sort of like saying, I really like chocolate ice cream, but you've never had vanilla, right? So you don't know what else is out there and you don't know what to pick. So it's important to try things. I never really did assessments until I got to college, and they confirmed what I already knew. But I know that for other folks who are exploring, they can be completely transformative where your perspective is concerned. Now you take this assessment, the Focus or the Strong or any other online test that you find, and then suddenly you realize, wow, I didn't know that this was an option, and it's something you want to try.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. So having said all that, how did you end up in the field of higher education?
I always wanted to work with college students. I felt like adolescence and the early childhood years were just too early for me. I don't have that kind of patience to work with little children. And I didn't want to work with adults because you're already sort of set in your ways. You know what you like and what you don't like. College students are at that prime pivotal age where you're so open to exploration and learning new things. And so I knew I wanted to work with college students, and I wasn't sure at the time whether I wanted to teach or whether I just wanted to do the career counseling piece, but I always knew I wanted to work with college age students.
That is so awesome. And here we find you at Montclair State University. You're not necessarily working directly with students in your role as the Executive Director for Experiential Education and Career Connection. So if you can just tell us a little bit about your role, what do you love about it? And then also, what do you find challenging?
I love that I get to spend time working with other staff and faculty on campus to think through the ways in which we might make the system a little bit better and how we can rethink what we're already doing. There are times when I miss working with students, but I found that it took so much time away from being able to think big picture, because when you're working with students and you're working with staff, you spend a lot of time thinking about, okay, how do we do this event? How do we make this happen? How do we make this work? As opposed to making the connections. And I found that I love that a lot more than I previously did. And so I that's what I spend most of my time doing now. And I really enjoy that. But I only discovered that years later, because honestly, when I started in the field of career counseling, I thought I only wanted to work with students, and that quickly changed. So I think the lesson here is just being open to change and transformation.
Right. Because we're always growing.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we're always evolving as people. So where we start out may not necessarily be where we end.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's a great transition. You had an opportunity to work with students, and now you're doing things on the other side where it's transformative for the students. I think that's an awesome job to have.
Yeah.
So thinking about how you've navigated your experiences from college to career, what are the benefits of networking? Because we talk to our students a lot about making those connections. And you mentioned, you know, you made a connection with the mental health counselor, Trinidad and Tobago. So what strategies have you used to build these relationships within and outside of your field?
I describe myself as an introvert. I don't enjoy networking. I really don't. I mean, I think we talk about it a lot, but it can be difficult if you're an introvert, if you come from a background where you've never been in situations where you need to network before. I've found it helpful to connect with at least one person at every event that I go to and start from a very personal level, even if it's complimenting someone on their jacket or their shoes or, you know, saying, hey, I noticed that you made this comment. It's all about making friends and getting to know people. And I think if we think about it that way, then it becomes less scarier. And I love doing that. I love building relationships with people that I can sustain over the years, despite where I go or what field I might transition to.
I think that was very powerful, and it's going to be instrumental for our students to hear that. We had some panel discussions last month, and we talked about being introverted versus extroverted and how you, even if you feel that you're an introvert, there are still ways that you can connect with people. So thank you for sharing that. We all have personal and professional wish lists, right? So what's on your wish list? Like, let's talk about that.
To retire right now?
That would be amazing.
But I, you know, honestly, I want to be able to build a career that I enjoy. I think the pandemic really changed the way I looked at the world of work, because now we're in this space where we have to be stuck at home, but we still have to work. We're missing the social interaction. We're missing the friendships. I might as well do something that I enjoy. And so I started thinking about how I can create the career that's perfect for what I want to do long term, but can still build generational wealth so that I can provide for my family. And that's important to me. It's just building a career that I love, that I want to wake up and do most days.
Absolutely. I think that's what we all want, and that's what we're striving for. A lot of our students have mentioned that they're concerned about what they're going to do for the rest of their lives and how they're going to be able to provide for themselves and their family. Definitely. And then as we wrap this up, the podcast audience, again, is primarily our pre-major freshman and sophomore students. And then knowing what you know now with all the experience that you have up to this point, what advice would you give yourself as a freshman or sophomore?
Be open to change. Because life will change, your careers aren't linear, life isn't linear, there are twists and turns along the way. But be open to whatever comes, whatever happens. And don't be afraid to share experiences with other folks, right? Share it with your friends, tell your friends what you've been going through, tell your friends what your plans are, and create a network that would support you despite whatever it is you decide to pursue. That's really important.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise, your wealth of knowledge. It has been a pleasure to have you here in the studio today. I think that our students will be able to just glean so much from everything that you shared, all of your experiences. So thank you so much. And to all of our listeners at the I Do Declare podcast, I hope you've taken something from today that will be with you for the rest of your journey here at Montclair and beyond. Again, my name is Tabitha Riley. I am your host for today, and look forward for another episode of I Do Declare. Y'all have a good one.